Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige.
I hope you're doing well.
You don't care.
Not really.
Such a liar.
No, I'm not. I'll show you.
All right. So senior citizens, they want to change the world and a word. The word senior, because it makes them feel old. It sounds old. So they want to cancel the word senior.
I mean, look, you should be old at some point, right? It's like when you go get your injections and your fillers. When you're 70, you're trying to look 30.
People do that in their 20s, though.
Yeah, she's right. There's high school.
Because you don't want to get kids. Lines or wrinkles. You want big lips. Where have you been?
Some places.
You're going to get that Ozempic mouth. You keep going, you know, one of those. Where it looks like you got, you know, all lines around the mouth.
In. Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. And your mouth is like a BH because, you know, it won't go out. A little small mouth. Like a fish. A little small mouth.
I'll feel sure here.
You're purdy. You're so purdy.
I'm pouting my lips at you.
Oh, it's working.
Thanks. I'm wearing my Conway Twitty jeans today.
This is my favorite song. You know that. All right. So they would prefer Generation Jones.
What? Generation Wait, what? Jones?
Or any other label than senior.
How does that make sense?
They probably just have problems with it. Immigration and don't like, they think people are confusing senior with senior.
Senior Jones.
So they're senior
That's
citizens
a song by
are old, but younger boomers, the ones in their early 60s, want themselves different than the other boomers for some reason.
Boomers.
Kind of like how older millennials want to separate themselves from the younger ones.
This is stupid.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's more...
Nobody wants to be old.
Well,
I'm looking forward to getting old. I will go around town pulling everybody's pants up, but don't think I won't.
Listen to you. You're a curmudgeon.
You know what? And maybe this is a sign of getting old. I will compliment the manager if the restaurant looks nice. And I will send emails to the district managers.
That's so you get better service.
But you do that... For positive and not just negative?
Well, I'll do it for both.
That's good.
I filled out comment cards.
Yeah.
I don't know if they check them, but I'll fill them out on site with a little pencil.
Are you doing it to try to win a free kind of thing?
No, nah, because they still do the card in the fishbowl, and my cards are old.
Well, oh, yeah, mine too.
Yeah, outdated information.
I know. You don't want to just put an X to it because people can still hold it the light and see it says New Orleans.
We worked with somebody who, when he got his business cards, would mark out his phone number through the whole deck.
Yeah, but he gave it to so many people. It's so wild. Yeah. Yeah. He didn't take my calls ever either, so.
What are you doing, marking out my phone number?
Yeah, why are you looking at that?
Like, why you got a business card? What's wrong with you?
First off, you don't ever do no business.
You gotta have it. You gotta do some business to have a card, right?
Oh, Paige.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know,
I have a few business cards, so I don't know what you're talking about.
What do they say? Author, dancer, actress,
necromancer.
No.
This guy's card will say thumb up his ass in the office and then have his phone number on it.
One is for this here radio station that says new director.
It says new. It doesn't say news.
They left the S off of her first business. God. It said new director.
Hey, we want to take that trade back.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
New director.
We're going to get you for that Vista print. I don't know who made it. It's probably local. Keep our printing local.
And the other one is the cosmetic one. And I'll have another one for my esthetician business. So.
My God.
God, so many cards. Do they even serve a purpose anymore?
Yes.
Really? People like want business cards?
Do you want to win free stuff?
Well, yeah, but
the other one, if I'm booking it, say you're going to spend an hour or half an hour with me, I'm going to put the time on the back.
Oh, okay, like a reminder.
And hand out my card.
Well, I'm sure people don't lose those.
I was going to say, even that, my dentist, they do that. But she's like, do you need the card? I'm just going to text you the minute you walk out the door. I'm like, yeah, I don't need the card.
I do text them to remind them.
You remind them? Mm-hmm. I see.
I give them a card, and I remind them.
I've got business cards.
I do.
Paige uses it to chalk up some lines is what she does.
For you. That's what Patrick, I cut your lines for you so they don't make a mess. I usually put them on your side.
I appreciate
that. Because I have
that.
Allergies.
Yeah.
You don't have cocaine allergies.
She boofs hers. Fat boy mixes it with hand sanitizer.
Yes, he does.
Diffuses it into his strills.
He's a diffuser. You're crazy. All right, so the top office.
I'd have way more energy if I was on coke. I'll tell you that.
We all would.
Yeah.
We all would be jumping out of our seats.
But so, you get the runs on cocaine, right? Because they cut it with a...
baby laxative.
Oh. So, that's worse if you go like a baby. It's going to be all over your back.
And look at some of the people
babies do on their back a lot.
They do.
That's why I don't, because I
thought my grandson had a rat tail the other day. It turns out he just needed a diaper change.
And some of the dude men out there, would you really... buy food from them? Why would you put anything in your body that someone served?
Again, that's
not being judgmental.
You don't, it's out of sight, out of mind. It's like why nice restaurants have those kitchens you can see into versus the ones you don't, because you don't want to see what's back there. No. Or otherwise, you wouldn't be sitting in there eating.
I don't want to see into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, this woman in Florida was arrested for driving the wrong way on the interstate, and she told the cops that her husband was the one that he was doing the driving, but she was the only one in the car.
Oh, what a dummy.
The invisible husband took the wheel.
If you're gonna lie, you gotta at least, you know, make sure somebody's there.
So she was spotted in a silver Toyota Camry speeding westbound in the eastbound lanes about 60 miles per hour.
So was she on drugs, or was it a mental situation?
So they asked her, do you realize you're going the wrong way on the interstate? And she appeared to be confused and replied, on this interstate? No, this car? Are you serious? And then she claimed her husband was driving.
How does that happen? I think I have...
drugs. You got audio of this?
Yeah, I got some audio for great. You here.
Go out the other side.
Do you realize that you're going the wrong way on the interstate?
On this interstate?
Yeah, do you see all these lights coming towards us? Look straight ahead.
No, I do.
Right.
Wait, I do.
You were going the wrong way.
My husband's driving me home. It's just really
what do you mean? You were driving home.
No, he's driving us home.
You were just driving.
No. I was driving. I was like in the, I was in the passenger seat.
Is there anyone else in that car?
No, yeah.
Yeah, there's no one else in the car.
No, okay, maybe not there. Specific clear, but there was like me and my husband were in one car.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like drugs.
They didn't believe it. Her breath alcohol
I don't believe
was
it.
More than twice the legal limit.
Gosh. And Paige, you boof alcohol. Would they ask you to fart into that?
I think they would.
Where's this boofing coming from?
Or.
You don't know where it's coming from. I'll tell you where it's going.
Some ladies use the tampons. They soak them in alcohol. And, you know,
that sounds like that would mess with your pH balance and really cause maybe.
What does pH stand for? I got to guess.
If you go see Paige, you won't have any left.
Well, no. You want to? You don't want to have too
much. Courtney Holmes band. Acid. I mean, damn it.
Wow. God bless. You don't want too much acid or alkaline. So you want it right in the middle.
Can you see this chick from where you are, Matt? I pulled a picture.
Hold on, let me get off the floor. Yes.
She's a blue-haired lady.
Yes. Is that a mugshot?
Yep.
Okay, and I think she was just casually wearing that color orange.
She's got a lot of piercings in her face.
Mm. Does that do something for you?
No, not really, but the... she's wearing like a bra in here when the cop pulled her over. Dude, she's half-dressed. She's wearing a bra and like denim shorts. Mm. So the cop already figures something's up. You get pulled over in a bra.
Did you hear that sigh she just did?
Yeah. Mm. She's still warmed up a little.
You can't see me. You know why? Because I'm between your legs.
Oh my God.
Did you think you're on a bra?
You can't see me because you're sitting on my face.
Did you say boof? You ever boofed a thumb before?
No, I've never boofed a anything.
Have you ever boofed a big
Have
toe?
You boofed? Are you a boofer?
I'm not talking about me.
Confess. I think you are.
He's got boof buddies.
I'm not telling those stories for free.
They use a hose pipe.
He goes to boof clubs.
You're going to pay me if I'm going to open up.
They have not siphoning contests. It's like a tug of war with their anuses.
Wow.
What, do you want me to go further with that?
Well, I knew you would.
Well, no. It's a tug of war.
Oh, my God.
Tug of war.
Sometimes it's a reverse tug of war, if you know what I'm saying.
I do.
Oh, yeah? You want a war? I just declared war on your backside.
Yeah. Just like the scene in Requiem.
Boofs are us.
I'm going to give you a stud missile. All right, stop. All right,
you need to stop.
I really do.
Yeah.
I should have ended it at 9 today.
Did you, did you have any luck? As far as the clip goes earlier, for the send a pick, national send a pick.
Oh, I haven't looked again. No, I think people are. Somebody text that in. I primarily use. I'm having trouble talking right now. Instagram, and you can't put nudity on there, even in a DM.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's when I ask for them. I don't get them. Not because people are ignoring me. It's because you can't.
Oh, they want to send them to us. But right. they value their... Jesus Christ. They value their internet more. Sorry.
You saw something shocking?
Yeah. Well, I just got a text.
I thought you put an afro on somebody else this time. I thought you put an afro on Paige this time.
No, I did that. I put that on. Did you care?
I don't care.
I know there was trepidation about it. Like, oh, are people going to read that the wrong way? It's like, no. I
could pull it off.
Everyone back in the 70s had big, puffy hair.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Bigger the better.
So what happens when you a G? Yeah. You can pull it off.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Geriatric. It looked good on you, I have to say. You wore it well.
Well, I was meant to have long hair. Long, poofy afro hair.
Tall hair.
His long hair can't cover up his hot dog neck.
That's right.
Well, I'm Paige.
Kielbasa at this point.
And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
I say brat neck. I don't have the pack. I got the one big one.
One brat. Big brat?
Yeah. Some people really do have the pack of hot dog neck.
You brat Lesnar.
Oh.
Why does he not start a hot dog truck?
He should.
Brat Lesnar?
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love.
I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Won't win the award for best phone system because we're having a little bit of trouble. Now, I will say that I went outside and called into the studio. Fatboy said it sounded crystal clear. But I also have a wonderful voice that I think could sound amazing through any kind of phone. Uh-huh. I really do. I think I could have a can right now with a damn shoelace attached to it, and you would hear me magnificently.
Sounds good.
I have a nice voice. It's really where it stops, though.
Okay.
It's the thoughts that come out of it are usually not very good. Absolutely too self-degrading, but it's part of my charm.
I'm a little nervous, to be honest.
I know, I am too. Godly bum. It's like, you also got to understand, too, this is somebody's real life. And if the woman is like, she can't hear because of the bad connection or whatever it is, then we're going to have to, like, fat boy, we're going to have to be like a couple having a conversation in front of other people where we look at each other when we talk so we know, like, when we'll start nodding at each other. Like, okay, this is when we jump on and say, you're live on the radio. All right.
Oh, we're going to have to break the news.
She found out that her stepmom's cheating on her dad. Her mother, no. God bless her, passed away when this lady was a little girl. Dad remarried. She noticed something was different about dad. She got suspicious, started following dad, ended up following stepmom, and that led her to an apartment complex where she made out with a woman.
Grabbing her ass.
Cupping the butt cheek, she said. Yeah. And
doing that bounce thing women do in videos.
Where they just...
I don't like it personally, but I've seen them do it.
I love that.
Up under the cheeks?
Yeah. I mean, I
where it hangs over the leg?
If it's a natural move, I don't want them to sit back there and flip it. But when you walk, if it's got a little... Whoop, whoop,
You don't like it when they're doing it with their like hands? That kind of looks gross.
No, I don't want it to look like... It, that reminds me of Ace Ventura. Like, I think they're just sitting there trying to talk to me with their butt.
Oh.
All right. Serious right now. Let's bring her back and fingers crossed and toes and all that stuff. I told you the recap there. Sue wants stepmama to. Oh, okay. So that's where we lost you at. You were saying that you were giving her an ultimatum. Is it correct, Sue?
Yes. Basically, I said that she needs to get I couldn't really get the words out when I'm speaking to my dad, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't really want to, like, throw him off the edge or ruin it. So he was just, you know, he's just been different.
Yeah, I see. So I will tell you this, Sue. First off, you promise you won't cuss, right? Even if this phone, no cussing.
Who'd hear it?
Well, that's a good point, too. Okay, so Sue, knowing that we're having this phone connection, again, we don't know what the problem is. Hopefully when we call stepmom, the Lord will intervene and miraculously everything will just fall into place. Now, if she can't hear you and she's like in that, you know, purgatory, if I don't know what the hell is going on, we're going to have to jump on and kind of drop it. Okay?
We'll try.
Okay, I know. I don't understand how...
I don't get it.
We...
I only have a few more minutes, so I might have to call back another time.
Okay, let's do this then. All right, hold on. All right, hold on.
Never mind.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Do we want to do it?
Yeah.
I don't want to be put on her time constraint.
Well, I mean,
I know it's time sensitive, but
well,
it's like a one shot deal.
Let's call stepmom and we'll, and if she can't hear her, then we're just gonna jump on and tell her and then.
Okay.
Oh.
A lot.
Who, if you're the one who put this curse on this studio, this hex, whatever it is, if it's a, you know, it's one of our engineers secretly work for iHeart. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's something. That ring don't even sound right.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Arlene? Hi, it's Sue.
This is Arlene. Who's this?
It's Sue.
Oh, Sue, why are you calling on a blocked number?
I don't know what that is. I'm calling from my cell phone.
Oh, that's so weird. So, what's going on this morning?
Look, I know what you've been doing. I've been watching you, and I saw you at the Piney Mountain, you know. Those apartments, and I saw you kissing a woman by the pool, so don't even try to lie to me.
You did what?
I
what
followed
apartment?
You. I took a picture. I saw you. I followed you.
You,
I took a picture, so you, can't
you
lie.
Don't know what you saw. Stay out of my business.
What? This is my business. That's my dad you're married to. And I watched you grab this woman's ass. I mean, how old are you? You're like 60 or something. It wasn't friendly. It was actually disgusting, I can tell you that.
You need to calm down. You need to calm yourself down. Your father is fine, Sue. He knows.
What?
He knows all about
no,
it.
No,
he's
stop
always
talking.
Known,
stop
and
talking.
He's
you're
fine.
Everybody. Stop. You're telling everybody.
What are you talking? I'm talking to you, everybody. What do you mean,
Arlene?
Everybody?
I'm about to freak out right here. Hey,
you sound like Frankenstein.
I'm
walking
sorry,
over.
But like I'm biting my finger. Like,
my
please
goodness.
Don't, please don't cuss, Arlene. You're live on the Rise Guys Morning Show. We're a radio show out of Greenville, South Carolina.
Wait.
Broadcast throughout the
what?
Lovely Bible Belt. Yes, it's a segment we do called Truth and Consequences, where we let listeners call people and confront them about something.
Yep.
I'm sorry, what? You put me on the radio?
Live.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Sue?
No, bitch, are you kidding me?
Oh, I heard that.
Bitch? You calling me bitch
yeah.
on the radio, you bitch? Well,
I can't believe you did this. Well, I can't talk to someone. I'm done. Goodbye. I'm so pissed with
you. Oh, my God.
Oh, she hung up.
Which one?
Sue. Sue's gone.
Okay, try to call Sue back. I guess.
For the eighth
Arlene,
time.
I know. Arlene, we are not picking a side with anything. We are just, you know, she told us all this stuff, okay? And please hang with us because this has been quite hard to get through because, as you heard, her phone wasn't that good. And it is live radio, so please don't cuss. But hold on 1 second. Fat boy, what's the update?
Let me try one more time.
Okay. Also, I think that might be a record for bitch being said the most times
gosh.
In 10 seconds. She hung up. So she told us all this stuff about noticing that something with your husband, her father, is... hold on, I got to pause again. What now?
Straight voicemail.
Crap.
Like straight
okay.
to it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't know if she hit that
so
on purpose.
She accused you of cheating, and now you said... during that series of bitch exchanges, you said that he knows, that her father knows, and like, does that mean like this? It's again, I don't know you, and I have no side. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, I'm on your side because your phone connection is better. Like, does that mean like
I have no idea what's going on?
Is the marriage like a sham, or are you like, he knows you're in the women, or?
My marriage is not a sham, and none of this is any of your business, Mr. Radio Guy.
My
sexuality is not your business.
Why don't you just admit it?
She
just come out with it.
She said he knew.
Because I was talking to family. I didn't know I was on the radio with some circus. Listen, if this is what your show does,
yeah,
tricking people and humiliating families, then your show sucks.
Well, it does when...
Well, now she hung up.
What a bee! Oh, I didn't want to say it again. It's been said too many times.
Oh, man, that was...
That was heated.
How do we get thrown into it?
Right?
At least she didn't call us vultures. We'll take sucks, I guess.
She she must not know about that prestigious award we were just talking about.
I know, that we used to have.
Okay, I've got... Man, you know what? Like, you listen to something and you start... drawing, like, again, you're only hearing voices, right? And I'm like, well, there's so much of that right there.
Do you think they swing? I bet they swing, probably.
So that's what I'm wondering now. Like,
it said Simpsonville, right? Not Asheville?
No, it was Asheville.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not, like, Simpsonville. Or Anderson. Since Anderson wants to be in the second running for swingers.
Whoever texts us in is great. Hold on. Boy, we're getting a lot of texts right now. Stepmom said stepdad knows. He's known the whole time. But known what?
I wish there was a way everybody's connection was good, and then we could have called dad and just settled it from the beginning. Because she said that because she knew that we would never talk to him, right? I assume that's why she said it.
I don't know. Like, what do you think? Like, does he really know, or is she lying to, like, cover for herself?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Break it
down. Live. Whoa.
Hello.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on September 17th. Happy birthday.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Stole that from me.
Start with this fella. They talk about him getting his birthday celebrated over the weekend.
Woo.
And I thought it was a weekend birthday that I might have missed. No. It's today, actually.
All right.
The birthday of one Patrick Mahomes.
Patty Mac.
The second.
Knick-knack Patty Whack.
Still driving Cadillacs.
Still got the biggest. He was talking about of weed, I think
it was.
You don't want to have too big of the other.
Well, you just need a nickel bag. You know, how much does that run now?
Nickel.
I don't even think they sell them that small anymore.
Can I get a pinch of pot?
I think you got to I think you just buy like a whole zip.
Is that what you know how to buy it? How much for a bud of reefer?
How much for just
a pound?
One nug.
A nug.
Let's see. How old is Pat Mahomes?
They're 0-2. Chiefs are 0-2. The Chargers are winning that division right now. Who would have thought they'd be 0-2?
Making tea, sorry.
They got some issues.
28?
Okay, I'll say 27.
Oh, it's a big one for Patty.
Trace.
30. God, it's hard to believe he's already 30. He's got, we talk about prime years. I'm going to say for him, probably 6 prime years left. For a quarterback now, that's a lot, but he really puts the time in.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, do you think you could say like he's like the Steph Curry of NFL? Just kind of beloved by most. People just kind of like him.
A lot of people like, I tell you what, man, he's really worked with the team on his deal.
Yeah.
Because a lot of quarterbacks have surpassed him on salary. And you got a feeling he's going to stick it to the team here in a little bit. Now, he signed a long deal, but they can always extend it, rework it, this, that, and the other.
DeAndre Hopkins still a Chief?
No, he's a Raven. Caught 2 touchdown passes this past week.
Oh, wow.
2.
Wow. He's getting up there in years, too. I mean, in that regard.
He's got a barbecue truck now. They park at games. It does pretty good.
Nice.
It's nice when the employer will work with you on side projects. I will guess that we're not guessing DeAndre Hopkins.
No.
We're guessing the next person.
I got to kill the football music and play this right here.
John Cena.
Nope.
Robert Patrick.
Nope. Not part of the Marietta Mafia. Oh. She is from Simpsonville, South Carolina, though. From Hillcrest High School, I believe, for a little bit. She was on Orange is the New Black. She's on Peacemaker.
Oh, I don't know.
She was in Minecraft.
She's her mom.
Dark hair?
She's Waller's
pretty
daughter.
Yep. Danielle Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Minecraft was a good movie. I liked it.
Dude, I mean, you know what? So my daughter was talking the other day. She's like, Jasper wants to watch Minecraft, and I don't know. And it's like, oh, it's good. She's like, yep. You watched it? It's like, yeah.
Only an hour and a half, not too long.
It was whimsical, funny. It had a little bit of, you know, the adult stuff in there that kids won't get. I mean, it was.
I don't know anything about the game either.
I don't know. I still don't. I know that the graphics suck, and they like it.
Yeah, they do.
Y'all would have got to experience something called Dragon Slayer in the year 1988. You would have lost your minds.
They like the pixelated swords and the weapons.
That's weird, isn't it? I will say she is just a guest, like 34?
35.
Danielle Brooks is 36 years old today. We'll do a...
she's good. She's funny as crap.
Oh, she really is.
Is she? Is that just a role she plays, or is she really of that persuasion?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
Alexander Ovechkin, probably what? Look, I'll go and throw it out there: the most famous Russian hockey player ever. And we're talking about Malkin and Sergei Fedorov.
I was going to say Sergei, but he got he was burned real bad in that limo accident, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Ovechkin broke Gretzky's record for goals.
Damn, man, that's wild to see.
His age kind of surprised me, to be honest with you.
So he's older than you thought.
He's a cap. Stanley Cup of 2018. Blackhawks going to win it this year. Go Hawks. Connor Bedard's going to MVP.
Watch your mouth. They got so many, like Connor McDavid is the other one, right?
Yep.
They got so many Connors.
I think he's an Oiler, right? Oilers are good, too.
I think so. God, man. 37. I want to say he's 40, though, the way Fat Boy
said
that.
All right, 40.
He is 40. Like, I thought he was a little older, to be honest.
I want to play poker with you, and you deal.
He cheats.
No, he shows his body language really easily.
Well, I tried to read the book from Phil Hellmuth, and I can't really pick it up. And I'm like, let me read Doyle Brunson.
I'm not comfortable with his last name.
Let me read Doyle Brunson's book. Didn't pick that up either.
That's why I don't ever wear that fashion brand, Kith. And I was like, first off, it's too expensive. Secondly, it just sounds stupid.
Let's go.
That's Mike Tyson's favorite rock band from the 70s was Kith.
Kith. Let's go with, I believe, 7-time NASCAR champion. Pretty sure it was 7. It might be 8 for Hendrick Motorsports. Now he's got his own Legacy Motor Club. He owns it. The number 48, Double J.
Jimmy Johnson. Is he? Okay. People he's with the IE.
Yep.
Okay, that's the way to remember
People
that.
Forgot how great he was, man, because he's not doing so hot now on his part-time schedule.
You know, that's something I thought about the other day. NASCAR, you had your legends, your Dales, your Richard Petties, your Cale Yarboroughs. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Even, like, you know, Harry Gant and all these, which sounds disgusting. but then that middle-of-the-road era, I guess. I don't want to say middle-of-the-road, but that era when you had, like, Jimmy Johnson was killing it. Like I don't know that they're going to be looked at in that same way. It's like they almost look at it as like, well, Dale's not around, that's why you won.
And Jimmy was dominating.
Legendary NASCAR, senior.
Yeah,
you're
seven,
not going to top that.
No. Seven-time champion. He won a lot of races. 2 Daytona 500s, 4 All-Star races.
I'm going to go, ironically enough, with 51. And you know why.
God,
that's how many states
I'm gonna say
we have.
51 too.
If you look at this, Jimmy's not going to have the wins that Richard has over 200. But like, could you make a case for greatest driver of all time for Jimmy Johnson?
No,
there are a lot of wins on here. You got the 7 championships, the 4 All Stars, 2 Daytona 500s, 2 Southern 500s, 4 Brickyards, man,
and
4 Coca-Cola 600s.
Hopefully, he don't hear this, but zero charisma.
He's a little reserved.
You got to have that. I mean, you do. Like, either you got to be intimidating, like the Intimidator, or you got to be Mr. Charisma. Yeah. And if you're,
is he just not nice, or is he just kind
of
bland?
It just. I don't want to say the word bland. I mean, he went and drove the race, but he wasn't like a character or anything like that.
Yeah, you didn't see his temper a whole lot.
No, he wasn't punching out Kyle Busch.
That's good, because
which that was fake. I think. I don't think he really punched him. It didn't look like he connected. Didn't get all of it. Elvira's birthday.
It is Elvira's birthday.
Wow.
Cassandra Peterson.
Yeah.
I love her.
Oh, yeah. She loves you because she's a lesbian now.
Which I didn't know she was in that.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
She was in that class of Groundlings with Paul Rubens and Phil Hartman.
God. Yeah, they mentioned that in the I Am Pee Wee thing.
Yeah. Which I think that's where she found her character too, right?
She finished that?
Yeah.
Depressing, right?
Yeah, the way he ended up. And it's just, he was pigeonholed into that one character.
Yeah,
made some money with it, but
well, also the way that little, whatever, what the movie theater thing, like, God, boy, nowadays that's yesterday's news.
Yeah, he never.
It actually would add to your rebel character these days, And
he was good in Blow.
Yeah, I will say that. I'm going to say she is 70. God, I mean, she's got to be 74.
73.
She is 74 years old. He nailed it.
All right.
I got to drop the Elvira because I got to play this for you. It's coming back to NBC, the NBA.
John Tesh.
No, it's the greatest coach of all time.
Phil Jackson.
It is Phil Jackson's birthday.
Dun-dun-dun. That's something you could argue, too.
Yeah. What,
11 rings, right? Five with the Lakers, right, and 6 with the Bulls? I'm about to go back and relook at this real quick.
Didn't he? What's this?
I got double
did he
check.
Win one as a Nick, as a player?
I don't think he did as a Nick. I can tell you real quick, though.
I was just thinking about the conversation. I bet sports shows have had it before. Like, can you compare basketball coaches, NBA and college? Because if you go college, even that's up for debate. Is it Coach K? Is it
I told you
John
wrong.
John Wooden? Who?
He won 2 titles as a player with the Knicks.
Okay.
70 and 73.
He was on there with DeBuscher.
Yeah. Yeah, he got the 11 with the.
And Walt Clyde Frazier.
Frazier, baby. Yeah, 6 with the Bulls and 5 with the Lakers. That three-peat 2002 Lakers.
He had more rings than Bill Russell did. Golly, man.
He coached 2 three-peats, the Bulls and the Lakers. I think the Lakers are the last team to three-peat, right?
God. Phil Jackson, I'm going to go for a nice round 75.
75.
It is a big one, but it's not 75.
80.
80 years old for Phil Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Will never coach again, but he's 80 years old. Look at all he's done. He doesn't have to coach again.
And is he healthy?
I wonder how old John Wooden coached until what age, because he looked to be 100.
Was that how old he was when he died? Was 100?
I want to say he made it to Oh, no. 99.
Did he get 10 or 11?
Oh, gosh, almost
12.
12 titles.
Yeah.
They had Kareem for a lot of those, a lot of good players.
The freaking Wizard.
Bill Walton, he had coming through there.
Wizard of Westwood, always up to no good.
Happy heavenly birthday, John Ritter. Would have been 77 years old. That's hard to believe. Hank Sr., 102 years old.
Oh, Kalijah.
Aunt Bancroft would have been 94 years old. The original Mrs. Robinson. And Paul Benedict. What would have been 87 years old.
Hello there, Mr. J.
Honky Harry Bentley.
Mr.
So
Bentley.
So good, you do that well.
Hello there, Mr. J.
Hello there.
The only other thing I can say British is governor.
Governor.
And what they call cigarettes. Folks.
Oh, Lord.
Not that again.
No.
I'm surprised they haven't changed that.
Well, you know what? I kind of... look, they got a pudding over there that's kind of tough to order in a restaurant, too, I'll tell you.
But they won't change the other word that, you know, friends call each other that women hate, that one word.
Uh-uh. And they also, like, I'm more offended. I don't get offended. I mean, offended, like mad. I might get, like, turned up where I'm, like, looking for something for you to roast you back on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that one. Could we call Stone Man that word and he'd be cool with it?
Well, I got wrote up that one time for calling him a bundle of sticks.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
You talking to me? Are you talking to me?
He was wearing his jacket around his waist.
Ah!
But it was due.
And right.
What are you doing,
so.
Fatty? What's up, Fatty?
Okay. Tomorrow, you know, I know we're on live right now, but he would be a fun one for fussing.
God, he would be.
Yeah.
He'd do it too. He's always here.
Stone Man, if you're listening,
working on Connect the Classics on Rock on the Wind WR.
You sound like him.
Yeah. He's like, yes, I'll tell people in New Orleans since you're not on there anymore.
Oh, man.
I'll let them know that I will be on future fussing.
Bring us back.
Not fussing tomorrow.
I'm not a Bayou babe anymore. I hate that.
Dude, we should get Stone Man to start since he's still on down there, we should get him to start a kind of grassroots effort to get us back on.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know why? I got another grandson since then. I could use that money again. I'm just laying it out there, folks. I'm laying it out there as blatant as I can be. I miss that money.
I'm sure who's doing mornings now probably doesn't want to be overworked all day. So
probably not.
Let us help
That's
out.
That's so funny.
Probably not.
The money.
Miss it. I do. And the people.
The people.
Miss the people. Tomorrow, you miss the games, don't you? We read your text. We've listened to you.
Yes.
So the games return tomorrow. One that... Is it good to be playing it right now? We're going to find out tomorrow. It's the return of
Guess That accent.
Oh, Lord.
We're not talking about furniture either.
No, but they make good stuff. Not as good as Ashley, though. What's up, Ashley? Thank you for listening. Get the podcast. It's on all the streaming platforms. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Trust my southern accent. God bless America. It is good.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.